Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
2 hours down, 2 hours to go on a Friday. Wrapping it up, heading into the weekend here in the Corona Cave. It is Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Long weekend.
The Fan.
Long weekend. We are off Monday, everybody.
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, or just reflective Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Correct. We've had this discussion.
It's not Memorial Day.
I know
you say you definitely say no Happy Memorial Day.
You do not say Happy Memorial Day.
But you can say Happy MLK Day. Or maybe not.
I don't think so. Just reflect. Take a time to reflect. We will not be here Monday, though, is the long and the short of it.
We'll be reflecting.
I'm reflecting all day.
I may be doing so asleep for the first few hours of reflection, but I will be reflecting.
I'll also be reflecting. There's no question.
We've been reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Ben and Woods.
Yes.
Because a request was made by our brand manager / program director / boss, Adam Klug.
Correct.
Our board op from last week.
Yes.
Paulie was out with his false positive coronavirus test. He wants a new benchmark segment. Now, Woods, what's a benchmark segment for people who don't know the lingo of radio?
Benchmark segment is a segment that you know is going to air at the same time every single day. It's something you can set your watch to. You can count on it. It is don't do this, okay? It is real or fake. Yeah, those are benchmarks. Now, we're big fans of the benchmark on Ben and Woods. You know, we are. We've used them a lot. I like them. They're fun. It's easy to rely on them. You know how to plan for them. So when the directive came down, it's really, I want to say it's maybe the first directive content-wise that we've gotten from our boss.
Orders.
Yeah, our marching orders from our boss, Adam, since we got here. He really is good about letting us be creative and do the show that we want to do. I mean, you can't put a price on it. If you've ever worked for another person that likes to stick, they think they know what's best. And it's like, well, maybe you do mornings then. You got it. Don't worry, you don't need me. You got it. You're that's why you're back there. He never does that, man. Never, ever, ever says, you guys need to talk more blank. Never. And we love him for that. But when he came up, I've been racking my brain. Like, racking my brain. I didn't want to do, like, another game or anything like that. And I didn't really come up with a new benchmark, but I came up with the name of a new benchmark. I told you guys about it, and our beloved producer, Paul Reindl, probably high as a kite on marijuana, came up with the idea. So we're going to call it, drum roll, Paulie. We're going to call it Adam's Forced Benchmark. Because it's very Ben and Woods, number one. It's very on brand for us to call attention to the fact that it's
the AFB.
Yeah, the AFB. It's Adam's Force Benchmark. Have we come up with a time yet? I say 7 o'clock.
Well, we already have Don't Do This at 7:20. I don't know if we want back-to-back benchmarks.
It's going to be a short one.
That's true.
Because of Paul's brilliant idea. So, again, I came up with the name. I didn't really have the idea. Now, again, Paul, being that he smokes a lot of marijuana and is very creative because he delivers for March and Ash, came up with – Paul, share with us your idea, your inspiration.
Well, Adam loves nothing more. I mean, he might even love this more than viral videos.
That's a bold statement.
Okay, it's 1A and 1B then.
Correct.
He loves repurposing audio. Hey, guys. Oh. Bill Center was on with Gwynn and Chris. He had a great thought on Fernando Tatis Jr. You guys should replay that tomorrow. Thank you. He loves repurposing audio.
It's his
audio.
Favorite thing. He loves when audio is repurposed from show to show.
He wants us to have synergy with Coach and Gwynn and Chris. It seems like, hey, all day long, these guys are interacting and working with each other. One show feeds into the next.
Oh, yeah.
And, they're building off each other. He's looking for that. He's trying to create a team vibe as opposed to a bunch of different shows. You know, three different shows, three different cabs.
That's exactly right.
He wants everyone on the same team bus going in the same direction for 97.3 The Fan.
So what we decided, again, based on Paul's recommendation, it's so good. I laughed so hard when he told me about it. It's going to be Adam's Forced Benchmark, and we'll come up with a time. We don't know exactly when we're going to do it, but we're going to do it every single day, Adam's Forced Benchmark. And what we're going to do is we're just going to throw a time to Paul, and Paul will pull the audio from that time. One of the other shows on the station, we will play you 30 seconds of that audio, and that will be us, A, doing the benchmark that he wanted us to do, and B, repurposing audio from another show, which is his favorite thing. There's no way he can be mad at us for this. We literally follow his instructions to a T. Perfect example, Adam's Forced Benchmark will come up with the intro, the splashy, you know, some pithy dialogue at the beginning, and then I'll give Paul a time. Like, I'll say, Paulie, 12:06 yesterday, Coach John Quintero's show.
Especially out on the road, they've got to step it up tonight. This is where your senior leadership comes in. And guys like Matt Mitchell, I remember last year up at Utah State, he took over that ball game in the second half. I mean, it was tight there for a while. And Matt Mitchell picked it up, did the same thing last year at Boise State. And he's got to do that tonight. Shackle's got to have a big night. And I'll tell you what, Nathan Mensah, whew, that guy he's going against tonight's a tough hombre. Nemias Cata, that 7-foot center, averaging 12 points.
That's it.
All right, there we go.
That's Adam's Force Benchmark.
Yeah.
The coach, John Quintero, repurposed audio from his show yesterday.
So what did you glean from that 30 seconds?
Well, I gleaned that Coach was talking about the Aztecs. Okay, I was able to extrapolate
yes,
that pretty quick.
I got that as well. I also gleaned that he is very disappointed this morning.
Yes.
Because none of what he wanted to happen happened.
Correct.
Last night. Matt Mitchell not only didn't have a big game, 10 points, got hurt, potentially an ACL injury in the second half, had to be helped off the court. Jordan Shackle couldn't make a darn thing in the game. And Nathan Mensah, while he held his own rebounding against Nemes Keita, the star for Utah State, Keita had like 17 rebounds off all those missed Aztec shots. So, yeah, disastrous performance in a 57-45 loss by San Diego State.
So we already have a complaint about Adam's Force Benchmark. Already, we just launched this. We already have a complaint from Chicano Cozy. It says, at Ben and Woods, I like the fact that every show has a different vibe. I don't want to listen to the same interviews as I tune in through the day. Isn't that what the rewind feature is for? Yes, Chicano Cozy, but we will not be playing, you know, all the interviews. Like I said, it's going to be 30-second.
Maybe it's an interview. I don't know. Maybe Coach has a guest on at 1 o'clock, and you guys say, all right, hey, 1:09.
Yeah, and we just go right in.
We may not have any idea who it even is.
Correct.
It's playing. We'll have to guess. Like, who was he talking? It could be a caller.
Yeah.
It could be Braden. It could be Scraby talking.
Yeah.
It could be a flub. It could be anything.
Yeah.
That's the beauty. We've got as little idea as you do as to what's coming up.
I have no idea. Paul's the only one that knows because he's the one that pulls it. We have no idea. We'll throw out a time, and we'll repurpose that audio, and I know Adam will be very happy, and I'm sure he's really pleased about having a a benchmark named after
him. A segment, I mean, that's the pinnacle of radio. You get an entire segment named after you.
It is the ultimate compliment.
He's got to be so happy. I mean, he's got this obedient morning show that never pushes back. Never. We always listen. We always obey. And here we go. We got Adam's Forced Benchmark.
AFB starts on Tuesday. We'll be back Tuesday. So there you go. That's Adam's Forced Benchmark.
This has the whole vibe of, you know, when your dad catches you smoking a cigarette and makes you smoke the whole pack. You're now making Adam smoke the whole pack.
Oh, he's going to smoke every one of those Winstons that I found in his room. He's going to smoke every single Winston in that pack. He hates me so much.
Oh,
right now.
You wanted to try the benchmark.
You got
it. You are going to get more benchmark than you ever bargained for, mister.
I'm going to benchmark you so hard.
I so badly want to call him right now and wake him up.
Oh, he's not listening. He doesn't even listen to us anymore because we just kill him.
I wouldn't.
Daily. I wouldn't either. My God. Never. Ever.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Woodsy,
like
you are a troublemaker and... Fortunately, I tend to stay away from the splatters of trouble that you get blamed for most of it, which I like because I tend to come out clean on the other side.
You do.
But at some point, I'm going to be tarnished, and there's no way I can avoid it.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
You're working very hard to tarnish my pristine reputation in San Diego.
And part of it is it's so fun. It's so fun to do that.
Mm.
I love it. I love the drop-in, man. I love the, like Josh just says, random 97.3 drop-in is genius. I love listening to Ben, Paul, and don't tell me I want to say Hammer. Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal.
Let's do one.
Adam's Force Benchmark.
Let's do one more.
All right, yeah, let's try it again.
All right, I'm just pulling this. I haven't listened to it. How about 304?
Okay, 304, the open of Gwen and Chris.
Stop it 30 seconds in. Haven't touched this. Let's go. 304.
Nell and all of these things. So really good interview that the coach did today. Want you to be able to hear what Larry Rothschild had to say.
Repurposing.
And we will play a bunch of that stuff for you here in
Look
about
at that
10, 15 minutes. We will continue the Padre talk at the bottom of the hour. ESPN Baseball Insider Kylie McDaniel. He wrote some kind of article today, Scraby. I mean, it was really amazing. I
read all 3,000 word plus words.
There is no way you could have possibly read all.
I did.
You read every word.
And that's it. And that's where it ends. I love this. God, this makes me so happy. So happy.
That was like an inception. That was repurposing inside of repurposing.
With long teases, the whole thing. You wanted a benchmark? You got a benchmark, my friend. I hope you enjoy it.
I forced you to talk about Kylie McDaniel's article yesterday.
You did.
And then we got an email later from Adam saying, hey, did you see this article by Kylie McDaniel? You guys should talk about it on the show.
Which means he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. He has no idea. Articulate Sailor just said, at Adam Clue, congrats on the new benchmark. Ben and Woods are blessed to have you as the boss. That's exactly how we feel.
Bro, he's going to wake up and just be like, oh, God, what the hell happened now?
He has no idea about any of this either. And he's, I don't know, maybe he'll be mad, maybe he won't, but he should be honored.
Well, I was inspired by Chris Ello there, who was doing a great job of teasing what was coming up later on his show.
Great job.
We kind of need to do the same thing because we got a busy last couple of hours coming up. Of course, our established benchmark of Don't Do This is just a few minutes away. Bottom of the hour, you could call it a Friday benchmark. Craig Elston, our Crossing Streams podcast
absolutely
host.
It is.
Who does his streaming television recommendations will be with us. But it's 8 o'clock that I'm excited about because it is going to be time to finally make our NFL picks, our fambling selections, fake gambling for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And this has been the one of the toughest fambling sessions we've ever had because every time I feel like, okay, I've made my decision, I know who I'm going with, I start getting those seeds of doubt, but I could see it going the other way. I keep going back and forth on almost all four of these games, Woods. I am having a lot of trouble. Indecision. Normally, I would just say, well, don't bet. That doesn't work. It's fake. I have to at least put a fake bet down on these games. I can't just say, no, you know what? I'm going to pass on this one.
I actually feel pretty good about mine, which means they'll all be terrible. So that's typically how it works for me. There's only one I'm a little bit nervous about. The rest of them I feel pretty good about. Enough to put some of my own money on there.
I like the confidence. Yeah. So we'll have our fake gambling, our fambling picks coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Of course, it's Friday. That means Flubs of the Week at the end of the show. So it should be a good last couple of hours. A little more NFL news mentioned earlier, of course, that Robert Saleh is being hired by the Jets. The 49ers defensive coordinator is their new coach. Urban Meyer yesterday made the jump to the NFL to coach the Jacksonville Jaguars. And today, ESPN reporting that the Atlanta Falcons are offering their head coaching job to Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. Not a name I'm super familiar with in the NFL circles.
No, me neither.
You know, the Titans, offense is based pretty much on Derrick Henry's, 2,000 yards of rushing each season. You can't just take, without Derrick Henry, you can't just take that to Atlanta.
Oh, he can't take that rushing attack and just move it over to Atlanta?
I wouldn't think so, but...
So you're telling me it's not his scheme?
Well, I mean, there may be some blocking involved that helps, Derrick Henry break off some of those runs.
Derrick Henry is really the focal point of that offense.
So, and he hasn't accepted the job yet, but he has been offered the head coaching position by the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of hires, a lot of movement in NFL coaching circles this week.
Miles tweets in, can we make this benchmark at 5:05 a.m.? I don't think he likes it. You'll like it. Once there's a good produced intro and everything, Miles, you'll be a fan.
Yeah, he needs a little razzle dazzle.
It needs a little razzle
dazzle. Just like everything else.
Put a little,
If it doesn't work, we'll get rid of it.
That's what we do.
Jeff Passon just tweeted, 6 years, $90 million for LeMahieu.
Wow. 6 years. Yeah, I know he wanted that longer. They were going to give him 4, and he ended up getting 6.
As slow as the offseason has been, and as much consternation as we've heard about, there's not going to be any money, pandemic, teams are cutting back, and while a lot of teams haven't signed anybody, the guys who have signed, they're not signing discount
peanuts,
deals.
Yeah.
Archie Bradley, $6 million. Corey Knebel got $5.5 million. DJ LeMahieu got his money. Padres have been spending. Mets have been spending. White Sox have been spending. It's not exactly a completely dry market either. So maybe some of that worry about, here comes the big cutback. Here comes the big scale back in pay and salaries is a little overblown in Major League Baseball.
And it does feel like it's heating up. It really does. It's a lot of guys are coming off the board. And, the Padres, today's actually a really big day. I mean, the Padres have, 5 guys that they need to sign before 10 a.m., Dan Altavilla, Victor Caratini, Denelson Lamet, Pagan and Pham, those guys they need to sign or they're going to have to start exchanging salary numbers and see how close they are. It's also International Signing Day as well, and A.J. Preller's been a big player in that. So that dude is about as busy as a guy can get today, and that's 5 guys, man. 5 guys they got to figure out. With the whole arbitration thing with today. That's a lot on his plate.
All right, Don't Do This is coming up next, Woods. Charles Barkley getting raked over the coals for a hot take that he had yesterday. We'll have that for you.
And I wanted to revisit a really, really tough story that has only been made worse by a big, giant corporate evil company.
All right, that's coming up. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.